Welcome to Bevy of Bevies, the Palate Cleanser. Oh. I'm joined by Cullen. How are you today, Cullen?
I'm great. I'm ready to have my palate cleansed.
Yes, we are between seasons, as many of you know. The summer season is coming up. We have already started the process of doing the summer season, and we're very excited about that. So look forward to those episodes coming very soon. But today is a palate cleanser, so we will be not reviewing a specific bevy today. Rather, we will be, I believe this was mentioned before, counting down our Mount Bevymores.
Yeah.
The four containers full of drink that we are going to put up on a big mountain. You, Cullen, I think, I had a tough time because I was like, maybe I don't love any drink enough to like carve it into a mountain. And you seem to have the opposite problem.
I mean, I do, but then also I feel like I picked all of the wrong things. Like, my library is so full, and then I come out with, like, the four worst books.
Sure. Do you have, like, a long list? Like, you don't have to read it.
I don't have a long list written, because I was just trying to keep it to the things mm-hmm. that I want. But I could, like, just list, like, probably 10 drinks that I'm like, I could have this once a day easily.
Sure. Yeah, I feel like I'm sort of like past that stage. Not like, I don't mean like I'm too mature for you, but like I feel like there was a time where like I could probably drink the same drink every day and like be fine with it and not get tired of it, but like nowadays I feel like I like a little more variety in my life.
I'm saying these 10 drinks or whatever, this list could be the
sure,
daily.
Sure, you could be like, you could be restricted to those 10 and yeah. not. Yeah. Yeah, sure. That's fair.
But I understand what you mean also.
Yeah. Since I think my list is a little more basic and a little less controversial.
I feel like you have a different idea. And when you hear my list, you're going to be like, oh.
I'm interested. I'm very interested. But I will start. I think that you can't avoid putting this on Mount Bevymore. It is literally the most classic beverage of all time. Water.
Yeah.
Specifically, I'm going for tap water from a bathroom faucet.
Wow.
Because, well, I will say, in my own home, in my current apartment, that is where you get the best tap water from. As a child, we always had the Brita in the fridge, so I didn't really ever get, like, kitchen tap water, so it has, like, a weirdly specific, like, bouquet that I don't like. So I really mess with a bathroom tap water. It's classic. I like the flavor. You know, people talk about different flavors of tap water. I feel like Toronto's is good. I like it. And then in like a glass cup of some description. Obviously, as a child, a plastic cup was okay, but I think I go for glass nowadays.
Yeah. I guess just to match,
couple up.
Match, yeah, I do have water on mine also. Uh-huh. I'm going Brita filtered water.
Great.
It's the best. I drink so much of it every day. It's undisputably the best drink, I think. Not to spoil future episodes, but
sure.
When we do Brita water, it's gonna get a golden thumbs up, no doubt.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like, I my childhood, like, family Brita, I really have fond memories of. I think that water always tasted really good, but then sometimes I feel like it can taste a little chemically with a water filter, not necessarily a Brita, but just a filtered water in general, like a home filter.
Yeah.
And so I feel a little apprehensive, whereas a tap water, it's like, it's just coming out of the tap, so there's like ultimate consistency there.
Yeah.
It's back to you. Yes, it's back to me. I'm trying to decide where I want to go next here. I guess I'll go to another very obvious pick, especially if you know me. I knew obviously that I had to put this drink in here. It can't be avoided, but I wasn't sure of the method of delivery that I wanted to go with. But I think, you know what? I'm going to slightly pivot from what I have written down here. And I'm going to go with Fountain Diet Coke.
Wow.
In obviously a classic fountain drink cup. Because sometimes a can can really hit. Like if you're in the right mindset and it, like you get it at like the right temperature and all that other stuff around it. But I feel like it can sometimes like hit your palate too hard, or, you know, sometimes you really just want to like guzzle it if like you're really thirsty, and it's not always conducive to that. So I love a fountain. You can sip it slow. You can really like blast it back if you really want to do that. Then obviously, you know, it depends on your location, of course, but the refill possibility is obviously major. And so I have to go with a fountain Diet Coke with like a moderate amount of ice. Sometimes now, people go super ice heavy, and I don't care for it.
Do you have a preferred ice shape?
As what are the options?
I mean, just, you know, there's like the pellet ice, there's like the chip ice, there's like the sort of half dome cube, there's like the square-ish cube. I guess it depends on what your... I feel like fountain, like fast food fountain, the default is the sort of flat square.
Flat but round.
Yeah, but like a little round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you mean. And yeah, I think that would be my go-to for a Diet Coke. I will say a Coke with like a shaved ice kind of vibe, it can be really good. Not like, you know, frosty status, but like, you know, more of that like where it's like really full of ice, but it's like there's small a lot of crunchy space in between and stuff. Yeah, small crunchy. That can be really good with the
but that's not your pick. Sort
of, but that's not my pick, of course. I'm just
that's not your on the Thomas mountain. Jefferson.
Sure. Who is on Mount Rushmore?
Yeah, just out of curiosity. Washington, TJ, I think Teddy Roosevelt and Abe Lincoln.
Crazy. I guess those are the four.
Yeah, they're the
four guys. I don't
know,
maybe not Jefferson.
I don't remember what they did, but they're on the mountain. Was it a movie, or did someone we know say that a girl told them that they thought it was a natural occurrence?
Hey, that's in a movie. I just watched that movie.
Is that in Hustle or something?
Hold on. I
just watched something where they mentioned this.
Yeah, because it's like they're talking about like a girl.
Yeah, and like, she thought this. Is it Ambulance? It can't be.
It can't be. Is it in like Men, Women, and Children? I feel like it's like a bunch of guys talking about a woman.
Oh, I think it is in Channing Tatum's Dog.
No, I don't think. I'm trying to remember because I feel like I like just watched it in like the last week.
My turn for my second, my Jefferson. This is where things get a little kooky. You mentioned a soda. I was thinking about what soda I would have. I've talked about how ginger ale is my favorite soda. But when I was thinking in my heart of hearts what I would want to drink if it was my only source of sweet carbonated drink, and it's an odd one, it is Gerolsteiner Apfelschorl, which is a German drink. Gerolsteiner is like a sparkling water. They also do still water. And the Apfelschorl is...
My favorite movie!
Yep. It's the apple-flavored sparkling water. It's a very light apple flavor, but it is not like a sparkling water. It is like a juice infusion. But it tastes so good. It is one of the things I miss most about living in Germany is the access to the Gerolsteiner Apfelschorl that I had. And it's just like a bright, crisp, like so slightly sweet that it is like refreshing, like you're biting into a real apple. And it tastes great, and it's like a great bottle. I love the Gerolsteiner bottle. And in Germany and Europe, I think they do this just in a lot of European countries, you just buy these big plastic crates filled with the bottles, and you bring the bottles back and you get a new crate. It's a great system. And I love having Gerolsteiner Apfelschorl.
That is amazing. I was not expecting that. Obviously, you know, usually I think at Mount Bevymore, a lot of times we'll have like childhood associations, things like that. Like, some more elemental bevies. You're now showing me a picture.
It kind of looks like apple juice.
It does kind of look like apple juice, but it has some effervescence to it.
It's
you're saying?
Very, yeah, it's very bubbly.
That's fun. Yeah, I mean, I think it's a great pick. I would love to try some someday. Maybe we'll go on the road for an episode. Oh, what if we did a season in Europe? Wouldn't that be
That'd
great?
Be crazy. Yeah, and we just went to Europe for a week and recorded Bevy Bevies.
It's a fun concept. My third pick, Colin.
Your Roosevelt.
My Roosevelt, sure. This is a classic. I knew I wanted to get this flavor in there because I really like this flavor in a bevy. I almost went just the straight juice option, but I think that my pick ultimately is going to be a plastic bottle of grape Powerade.
Wow. Yeah.
I love an artificial grape. Always have. Love the coloring, like, especially the Powerade in particular is like so purple it's black almost. Yeah, just very, very fond memories of like guzzling one of those down. And it can be a slow sipper as well. I think, you know, certainly very sweet.
Yeah.
And that's sort of a hurdle that you're going to have to conquer. But if you're in the mood for it, it really hits just right, I feel like.
I feel like if you're hot and it's cold, it's like one of the best feelings is that great Powerade slide down your gullet.
Sure, absolutely. Do you have any... Do you have a sports drink on yours? I don't want to spoil anything.
I don't really.
That's okay. But do you have a top sports drink flavor?
Yeah, I think it is discontinued, but I got to go with the Kiwi Strawberry Gatorade Flow.
Yes, you previously mentioned this.
It's truly one of the best drinks I've ever had.
I would love to try some Gatorade Flow. Hopefully they bring that back.
We'll get a campaign going to get it, bring it back.
Yeah, we'll get a campaign, we'll call it. Colin, who is going to be your Roosevelt?
So I was trying to represent different spots. Like water obviously is like you kind of just have to have it. The sparkling, the apple straw is mm-hmm. like my soda. Mm-hmm. I didn't really do a sports drink, as I just said, but I wanted to have a coffee.
Mm.
And then this specific coffee, I'm going to go with the glass-bottled Grady's Cold Brew Concentrate, which you then mix Whoa. With water or milk or whatever.
Sure.
But this is like the base. And Grady's, I don't know if you've ever had it. It's New Orleans-based, so... their beans, their coffee is mixed with spices and chicory, which it just adds all these different notes, these bold flavors to it that I love. Wow. And it is like for a minute, it was like the only coffee I drank. And then when I moved, I didn't have it, but I would order the Grady's bean bags that you make your own cold brew concentrate with.
And you throw them into the
into the water. Yeah.
Oh. I was talking about bean bags.
Yeah, you're talking about cornhole. But yeah, it's like truly the best cold brew I've ever had. It's so good. I think about it all the time. And it's a great flavor that you don't get a lot from cold brew. And it reacts well to like different milks and like, I famously talked about the cold brew and tonic. The Grady's is great for that.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's crazy.
Grady's cold brew concentrate.
I love the pick. I feel very foolish now because I didn't even think about coffee when I was a mere coffee, if you will. When I was making my selections, I did briefly think about the Starbucks cold brew. You can throw the salted caramel in there if you please. Not to, you know, give too many honorable mentions, but that would definitely be in the mix. Like, if we were sort of picking one from each category, that would probably be my pick there. But my last pick is, like, I feel like my go-tos are often, like, very simple. And obviously this is like one of the world's most versatile beverages, but I'm also just a perfectly happy to drink it straight up. I am going to go with vodka.
Wow.
Hell in yes. a glass, I suppose. But like I wanted to get some alcoholic representation. I was like, well, I could go with like, you know, I like a gin and tonic, a gin and juice, like that's a really fun vibe. But I feel like if I could only drink one like alcoholic beverage for the rest of my life, it would either be like maybe like a shot of Jameson, or just like I could, but then it's like I could just drink vodka straight up, you know, like I'm not a big drinker, I'm not like throwing it back, but like I can just sip vodka neat and that's like fine with me. And like, and obviously like I said, very versatile, can go with a million different things, has that very neutral classic flavor. But yeah, I went with vodka. Even though I maybe wouldn't point to it as my favorite alcohol, it is the most drinkable alcohol and obviously extremely iconic. I think of it, and maybe, I don't know if you agree, as like the default liquor.
Yeah, it is sort of like vanilla.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I don't have any alcohol on my list.
That's fine.
Which is an oversight, certainly.
No. I mean, there's only four spots.
Yeah, I know. But I feel like this is the one that is maybe like the most like unnecessary. But okay. For my Abe Lincoln, I'm going with a chai latte from Jitters, which is a coffee place in Alaska. And it was a drink that I had a lot when I was in Alaska, and I liked it a lot. It tastes like just like the best sweet drink that you can have. Mm-hmm. I wanted like a desserty type drink option on my list, and this was like the thing that came to mind. Is like the big 20-ounce like chai latte, piping hot, and I just like am out in the snow gulping it down. It's the sweet, it's the spicy, it's got everything. They make like a better like chai latte from Starbucks is like fine for, in a pinch obviously, but theirs is like they really do you right. Sure. And it's just a great drink that I love drinking.
Yeah, I mean, I love that pick. I, like I said, I wasn't really thinking about like the coffee or tea world when I made my list, but I love an iced chai. There's a weirdly like a chai vanilla frappe from Starbucks. Oh, wow. Or not Starbucks, McDonald's. I don't think they have those. I don't know if they have them in the US.
I've never seen this. I didn't know they did that at McDonald's. I mean, I don't really know.
It would probably be like too sweet for you, maybe, because it is like, you know, it's McDonald's, so it's not as like, they don't try and be as coffee forward as they might be. But this vanilla chai frap is very, very good. And yeah, like, you know, I love the chai taste as well, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah. And then look, honorable mention, sometimes you fuck with a dirty chai, get a little espresso in there.
Wow.
Alcohol, I do like bourbon, I'll just say. I don't have to go with brand specific, I suppose. Ginger ale, obviously, Gatorade, Flow, Kiwi Straw. Do you have any other honorable mentions?
Not really.
Grape Crush.
I did think about Grape Crush, but I was like, that's just too potent to like drink this on like a daily basis or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like I went for stuff that is more a little bit more like elemental and classic, because I was like, well, like, this is something that I could drink at any time,
I mean,
in virtually any situation and be happy with.
Truly, on a perfect day, I could have all four of mine and I'd be like content, because it's like start the morning with some water, then I go to the Grady's, then I'm back to the water, then I have an apple churro, back to the water, end my day with a chai latte, and I'm in bed by 10. And then you gotta go to the club and get vodka. And you're up all night. You're not happy.
I'm texting you. Why are you challenging me like this? Well, I love your Mount Bevy more. I'll quickly
yours
run
too.
Them
yours
down.
Is great as well, obviously.
I've got bathroom tap water in a glass cup, Diet Coke, a fountain drink, grape Powerade in a plastic bottle, and I guess vodka neat in a glass. This is what how I will characterize it.
Just a pint glass filled to the lip with vodka. Yeah,
a wine glass, like, yeah. Extra full. And yours, Colin, your Mount Bevy more.
We've got Brita filtered water into a cup. Glass bottled, or I guess it comes in plastic also. But I'll say I like the glass version. Glass bottled Gerolsteiner Apfelschorl, Grady's cold brew concentrate in a glass bottle as well. And then chai latte large from Jitters in a plastic or a paper cup, I guess.
Great. Fantastic picks. Maybe if our feelings change, we can always revisit this list. But
I could make a different list.
Yeah. But for now, that will stand as our Mount Bevymore. Thank you all for listening. You can follow Clatchley on Twitter for Cullen. Is that backwards? And you can follow me at C Housenjan on Twitter. Tune in, I guess, next week. We're going to be starting the summer season. And we're really excited about those. So
do you want to tease an episode?
I'll just say that you're going to want to be extra awake for this one. You're going to need some energy for this one.
Is that my phone?
sure. But until next time, if your heart is heavy, just have a bevy.
There we go. Sip.